We are here at episode 3 of season 3, Black Men Matters. So we're welcoming my friend Jay Chapman to tending to the Momcast today, and we're going to talk about parenthood. Jay is recently a parent of his beautiful little girl, Blake, and she is 2.5, I believe. And we're just going to talk through some really cool things that he has learned and going from bachelor to Blake's dad, and what it's like being a Black dad, what it's like raising a child in the world right now. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. What's up, you guys? It is Sheena, your favorite podcast host of your favorite podcast, the Tended to Momcast. We are here today with my homeboy, Jay. What's up?
Hello.
What voice is it? You tease me about my voice. Yeah.
That was my energetic voice. I gotta get ready to be energetic on this.
All right, I'm with it. You got a lot of energy. How was Father's Day?
Father's Day was amazing. I spent the first half of the day with my daughter, and then her mom, I guess, wanted to go spend with her dad, and so Blake went to go see her grandfather as well, and I got to, like, you know, have like a bit of relaxation without the kid for a bit.
So. Nice.
It was good. My mom looked out.
That's what's up. And then she got to see her dad too, so she covered all the stones. We did something similar. Well, we didn't see my dad. We texted him. But he's in Florida, so we never see him.
You could have FaceTimed him.
The boys wanted to take their dad to take their dad to dinner. So we went to Brazilian Steakhouse, and the boys had a real good time. I think Jalen was overwhelmed by how much food started coming out, and Jackson was just like, let's put all the walking meat. I was like,
yeah. I was a little upset a little bit for Father's Day, because I ain't seen not one Father's Day commercial the entire week, or Father's Day, or leading up to Father's Day. So I was a little upset about that. That was the only thing that bothered me.
I don't really watch a lot of TV, so I would have missed that. But dang, that sucks. They all just be chopped liver, child. They treat y'all the father skinny y'all kind of way.
Y'all don't care about us.
Who? Don't say y'all. You know I love my daddies now. Don't say y'all. I don't run no discounts, but I ran a discount for Father's
Day. You had a discount for Mother's Day. I saw it.
No, I had one for Father's Day.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
I even had special graphics for Father's Day, and I talked about Father's Day all week long.
Okay. I was just ready to be angry at you, but you can't.
Okay, no, you can't. You can figure out something else to be angry about. You know? So, being a father, how has that been?
The question was, how is Blake and how am I? Yeah. I don't remember.
How old is Blake?
Blake is, she's 2, almost 2.5 in September. And I can't wait, because potty training is very difficult. And they say whenever they turn 2.5, it becomes a little easier. That's what I read.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm just making myself believe that.
Fair enough. They're not wrong. Either way. Timeline.
Yep. But she's my little angel, man. I love being a father. It's so fun.
Cool. What is the most, like, what was something that was unexpected? Like, because Blake is your first one, and you're about the same age, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Jalen, my youngest, or excuse me, my oldest, I had him when I was like 21. Like, he was my 21st birthday present. Mm. So, I, you know what I'm saying? For the majority of my adult life, I've been a parent. So, I always wonder, like, how it would have been, you know what I'm saying, if I would have got some of my bigger milestones out of the way before having kids. So, how is it like being a father now?
Well, I back up a little bit. Blake was planned. Yeah, she was planned on my end. I don't know so much her mom's end, but on my end, like I had all the milestones as far as like living in different locations. My goal was to live in different cities to experience different cultures before I settled down and had a kid. So I lived in maybe 7 cities before I settled down here in Charlotte. And Blake, I had Blake when I was 33, I think. So So with that, I mean, I love it. I feel like my life was prepared for it.
Nice.
So I don't, I'm not one to like go out and like party or whatever. I have a thing where if my daughter can't go, I don't want to go either. So I pretty much take her everywhere I go with me.
Cool. I like that. I kind of feel that way about college. So I'm a full-time student now. And it's
Oh, I
like,
didn't know that. Congratulations.
oh yeah, absolutely. At the
Yeah.
illustrious institution of Winston-Salem State University. So
Never mind. I'll take some of my enthusiasm back. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I had gotten to a point in my career where I'm not going to say it wasn't challenging, but I wanted something more outside of my career to challenge me.
Yeah.
And then outside of what I wanted to do. And then I just like I had already started college, so I had, at least, some credits, when I first started thinking about it. And then I applied and I'm at a point in my career again. Like I've been with my company for 15 years. So I have a really good like package. I'm not strapped necessarily for money because I have a really good job, So I was like, oh, it's a little more affordable to go to school now. And then, I got, like I said, tuition reimbursement, so my company pays for it. So they are like, some people would kind of frown, or maybe not frown upon, but it's, most people my age already have their degree, if not their advanced degree. Whereas, that is something that they, not gonna say sacrifice, but they the milestones were in different places, more or less.
It's much more difficult to go to school, especially full time at this
Ooh,
age.
I
You don't
don't know.
think so?
Not really, only in terms of juggling the time, but I find myself a lot more versed in the writing that I do. I am much more secure in what I'm saying. So that way, it makes it easier to write, at least from my perspective. I remember dreading writing, but some of the classes I have, like I already have a formed opinion or formed experience on it. So I'm not really learning it. I'm writing in a diary in MLA or APA format.
Yeah, I like that. I like that the way you phrase that you've already experienced a lot of the things like, being a traditional college student when you go right out of high school, you don't have those experiences. So you have to lean to literature or, something, some type of visualization, maybe a movie or something in order to understand fully what you're reading. But as an adult, if you had to write those exact same papers, like you said, you have those life experiences, so you have more to pull from. So I mean, I get your point there. I was just talking about like it's much more difficult because of timing.
Oh, absolutely.
Like as far as that, and then you have responsibilities where, as far as financial responsibility, especially going to school full time, where some people may not be able to do that financially because they have bills and that they've accrued over the years. So, but congratulations to you. That's pretty cool, man. I like that.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
And like it does play into, family time, but I think it made me a little more prepared for even like COVID because I was a student myself, so I had to like swivel and readjust some of the things that I did as a student. So it put me in a little better position to kind of understand the kids having to kind of change their learning environment and learning experience. So it definitely worked itself on out. But yeah, that's really cool to that you had it planned. Like it was, definitely something that you were ready to do. I think that makes a big, difference in a lot of
Correct.
cases, being ready, being prepared. So you say her mom wasn't prepared. Did that affect you guys' relationship at all? That, Bloom is a surprise to her, where it's like, I'm kind of ready.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it did affect our relationship because, like I said, I was prepared in a sense where I had a whole schedule where I wanted to have a child by a certain age in order to for to hit milestones. Like, so my goal is well, my goal was whenever Blake graduates from high school that I'd be 50 years old. So 33 was like that big age for me. Her mom is slightly younger than I am. And she was just living her life. She wasn't really, preparing for parenthood, I will say. So the financial aspect of things was definitely a shot to our relationship, which kind of led to the demise. And then just preparing yourself mentally, we weren't in the same space. Not saying that I was in a place further along than she was. We
it
just
was like
weren't
a different space.
Correct. We were in a different space. And so we bumped heads a lot during her pregnancy, post-pregnancy. Like, I did the thing that, you know, people are, or they shun. I broke up with her while she was actually pregnant. Mm-hmm. Because we just did not get along. It was such a toxic relationship.
Right. I don't know. I guess because I'm on the other side. Well, not really. Now we're on the same side of co-parenting. But like mm-hmm. my youngest son, well, my oldest son as well, I was married to both of their dads. But we kind of got to a point where we really had to sit down and say, is our day-to-day misery worth this? Because we mm-hmm. are not happy together. But we still love the kids, and the kids is what's keeping us together. Do we really have to be together for the kids to be happy? So once we kind of crossed that bridge and we had the responsibility to the kids, but we also had the responsibility to ourselves to say, you know what, I deserve to be happy, even if this is not what it should look like, but who's to say what it should look like?
Exactly. That is a big point. Good point.
Now we're at the point where it's, you know what I'm saying? We're an amazing team. There's nothing that I can't count on him for. We're at the best, like for me, he's my best friend because he's someone I can talk to, I can lean on. I mean, we've always been friends. We were married, you know, we had to love each other at least to some extent.
A little bit.
When we took out the things that stressed ourselves in our lives, and that just happened to be us being together. Once we separated that, we were great. Like I said, we're really great friends. There are still things we do as a family because that's what the boys want. We keep that into consideration. We do have our own lives, but we both respect each other at the same well, and we still have common goals for the kids. So, you know, I'm Sheena and he's him, but we're together. We're the parents of Jalen and Jackson. So, and Shyana. So it is, it's definitely different, and it takes a lot of guts to put your happiness first, but that is where you have to set the standard. You can't be happy with anyone else or for anyone else or by anybody else until you're happy with yourself. So doing that is something you said it was shun, but I'm a big advocate of doing what is best for you because you can only do that. No one else can do what's best for you.
Well, yeah, I say it with Sean because, you know, most people say that, you know, you're not supposed to break up with people while they're actually pregnant, you know, but in my eyes, it was like we were getting to the point where it was so toxic that I didn't want us to hate each other.
Right.
Because, like I said, we had a kid that was coming into the world and we were going to have to both be there for the child. And one of the reasons that led to my decision because I knew that we both were miserable with each other. We just couldn't see eye to eye. And a quote says that, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup, and I was empty. I had nothing to give to her.
That's never heard your podcast. That's like in our exit, that's our motto. Like the whole
really?
Motto. Yeah. You have to fill
there
your
you
cup up. So
exactly. So see, there you go.
And everybody else gets the overflow. I'm not pouring out of my cup. You get everything that I can't catch. So I have
that addition.
Cool.
I like that addition to that quote. Okay.
Because that's where it's going to be. You ever pour hot water or been waiting for the water to get hot and you just got to, it's cold at first. And then eventually, mm-hmm. like, even though the glass is full, it's still, you know, it's not going to start warming up. So my glass is still full, but now you get everything that I can't hold on to. So yeah, I'm 100% with you.
So they, and with that, like we went through a phase where whenever Blake was born, well, we didn't talk to each other a lot because there was some healing that had to happen, and you know, time heals all.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, we took the emotions and feelings out of our relationship,
mm-hmm.
And we actually built. I'm not gonna say that we're friends or we have a friendship, but we are able to coexist with each other. I can call her at any time and talk to her. We joke around now,
mm-hmm.
And vice versa. She can call me for anything. And like, we have a situation where, like you said, you and Wood, we do family outings as well. So Blake can see that her parents, Blake understands that her parents are not together, but she can see that, her parents can be around each other. It doesn't have to be something that like her mom and dad hates each other. That's far from the case. We actually enjoy each other, but just not romantically.
Right. Absolutely. But I love being this child's parent with you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Absolutely. Because without that's where we are. You don't get the next, you know, I don't get her without you.
Yeah.
So I gotta like you somehow.
Yeah. Even when I don't want to.
Some things that took you by surprise or some of the like downsides. So not to say that you would ever wish your kids away, but had there been anything that you would say that it prevented you from, parenthood prevented you from?
Maybe not prevent, but scheduling, it made me schedule a lot more. Before, like I said, I used to move around a lot just because I was free to do so. But now I'm attached to a city. Because my child is here and I'm not going to leave my child. So like when it comes to career, I could go to bigger cities, probably make more money, advance a lot faster, work for bigger companies, but I can't apply to those jobs or move to these different cities because my child has me attached to Charlotte. And I have zero desire to leave her.
Right.
So that might be the only thing. Like I said, if I go on vacation, I take her with me. I don't care.
Absolutely. Cool. That is really cool. I'm glad to be able to talk with you about that. What else? What are some other cool things you like about being a dad? Do y'all dress alike? Do you buy the same tennis shoes?
No, I'm not that dad.
So what kind of dad are you?
I like to see how she has a little bit of my personality. She's energetic as hell. I'm sorry. She's very energetic, and it's all me. It's my personality. That's in her. We don't do the dressing alike thing. I just I don't want to be too matchy matchy. But what we will do is like I said, she goes anywhere that I go. The cool thing that I really really have been enjoying lately is doing her hair.
Okay.
And you see like a lot of those dads doing their daughter's hair on YouTube or Instagram. Uh-huh. I don't want to create one of those channels, but I do a pretty good job of doing her hair sometimes.
Yeah, I see it on Instagram. It is adorable.
I do a pretty good job sometimes. And then so she has a lot of hair, and so I'm letting her rock the afro a lot. Because that's probably my favorite hairstyle. So I'm learning things like dry stretching no heat stretching. I know these terms because that's all I do is just like look up YouTube videos of how to do her hair. Eventually I'm gonna learn how to cornrow.
I can't cornrow.
Well, I'm gonna try.
You're gonna have to teach me. cool. Well, thank you so much for joining. I want to give you the option to shout out your podcast, Hypothetically Incorrect. What is Hypothetically Incorrect about?
So basically what we do is we talk about current events. We talk about pop culture. We talk about the movement, especially what's going on right now. We talk about relationships as well. Every Wednesday night, 8:00. You can tune in. I'm sure Sheena will add the link somewhere so you guys can see it. But it's a group of three gentlemen, and we are on there just giving our opinions on different matters. And we also do like a live Instagram feed. So like as the conversation is going on, sometimes we will take questions from who's ever in the live chat. So it's pretty fun and interactive.
Oh, cool. I never think to do that. I'd be too lazy to do video stuff. And everyone's like, yeah, you got the face for a video. I got my other face, but I don't have the patience.
Well, the crazy part is you don't have to edit the video part. You can still just edit the audio.
I know, but I got to look like something. I can't just be in there looking like nothing on the video. You forgot
about that. You're a makeup queen. You'll be all right. You'll figure it out.
I've been at home for years at this point.
You'll figure it out.
How has she been doing with COVID? Is she still going to daycare or still, how has her schedule been impacted by all of this?
A lot, it has a lot. So the first 2 weeks of the quarantine, daycare shut down. So Blake goes to an in-home daycare. We don't want to do, or me personally, I don't want to do like one of those big daycares with a lot of kids.
Yep.
until she's able to talk. And I need her to be able to tell me about her day if anybody did anything to her.
Absolutely.
She goes to an in-home daycare where it's four kids. It shut down for 2 weeks. So, man, those 2 weeks of her being at home, trying to do conference calls and work, it was rough.
I bet.
It was rough. So I understand for all the people who was out there trying to do that, it was very rough. And then when daycare opened back up, I was the first in line, like let's drop you off. So so I dropped her off. I was happy. One thing that she really loves is like going to like the trampoline parks. So she's always big on going to trampoline parks and just running around and jumping. And we, of course, we haven't been able to do that lately.
Yeah.
And then there's some other things that I really want to take her to do as well that we can't do. So just getting a little creative, taking her to parks. I bought her some cleats. I wanted her to be a soccer star. So I bought her some cleats. We go on the soccer field and kick the ball. I make her run heels with me. And she loves it. She don't know that she's working out, but she's doing it.
I'm calling CPS.
Huh?
Nothing. I'm working that baby to death.
Oh, no, girl. That's she needs this. She needs this. And then the other cool thing is I'm teaching her how to ride a bike. So, like, at the age of two, we learn it. So, we're getting the pedaling in. And once we get the pedaling in on a constant basis, I'm going to take the training wheels off and we're going to learn. So my goal is to have her riding a bike by the age of 3.5. So, I got a little bit over a year.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it won't even take that long. You get confidence, and then we all for the races.
There you go.
Cool, so we are going to check you out on Hypothetically Incorrect on Wednesday nights on Instagram at 8 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. I just got off work, so everybody I work with works, well, not everybody, but most of the people work in Central, so I'm always Central Time. But Eastern Time, Instagram, Hypothetically Incorrect. Is that the whole thing? Is it just at Hypothetically Incorrect, or what is it?
No, that's and you've been saying it wrong, and I was waiting to the end to correct you.
It's Hypocritically Incorrect.
There you go. I was going to let you, I wanted you to say your spiel first.
Didn't I tell you I was going to mess it up?
You did say that.
I wrote it down and still mess it up.
Hypocritically Incorrect.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to just post the links.
There you go. Post the link.
Thanks for joining me today, Jay. I sure appreciate you.
I enjoyed myself. I wish we could have had Wood on to
No, maybe next season. Maybe next
season. All right. Well, please have me back. This was good. This was simple.
I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself.
I did.
32.
Oh, I mean, you didn't tell people my handle. Like, they don't know how to find me on Instagram. What if one of your followers want to be like, who is this guy that we were talking about?
So, what is your Instagram? Tell us. So the guys and the ladies.
No, I wasn't worried about the guys. I wasn't worried about
them. I mean, they want to learn how to do their daughter's hair.
Okay. Well, I don't do it on Instagram anyway. But anyway, iChat15 is pretty simple. ICHAT15. That's my handle phone on all platforms.
Cool beans. iChat 15. Hypocritically Incorrect.
Oh, she said it right.
Ooh, it's written down.
You was written down the first time.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Thank you, Warren.
Really? At the end, we're gonna go with that one.
Yeah, I'm going to edit that out. No worries.
I appreciate you.
I got you. Thanks. I'm going to find my kids. Maybe they left already.
You don't know if they left?
No, I have to lock myself in the room, because if not, Jackson will be like, yeah, Merry Christmas. Can I have gummy bears? I got a snack. Can I get a hot dog? He'd be like, bruh, why all of this? So I have to lock myself in my room.
Well... Yeah, go find your baby.
Okay. I sat on my foot and now it's numb and now I'm afraid. Did I have a stroke while I was sitting here? Okay. I can't feel my foot.
Well, let me know whenever it comes out. I'll retweet it and send it to people so you can get your listeners and all that stuff up.
I shows wills.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
When I'm not recording for tending to the Badass Momcast, I am running my small business, Shimbala. Check out shimbala.com for some unique custom pieces that help express your uniqueness and beauty. We specialize in custom jewelry that express you as a person, as a friend, as a lover, as whatever you want to be expressed as. So check us out at shimbala.com and on all our social media pages, also at Shimbala. And check us out on Thursday nights for Thursday Night Vibe on Facebook. Well, wasn't that a blast? I had a great time talking to Jay today about parenting and all the things in between. It's really cool to hear how our lives bump together and we find ourselves in the same situation at different points in our life. So it's really cool to see that and that he is a believer of our cup runneth over. So we're just going to remind you, as usual, to make sure your cup is full. Anybody else gets the outflow. Take time, fill up your cup, especially right now. There's so many variables, so many things up in the air about everything. Take time to refill your cup. I'm going to refill up my cup and we're going to keep it moving. So I will talk to you all next. Next, we have Cliff Crawford of Winston-Salem. That's all I'm just going to say of Winston-Salem. In my head, he's like the king of Winston. So be on the lookout for episode 4 of our Black Men Matter series. Thank you guys for listening and follow us on social media at Tendin2 and at itsheena.com.